All right, welcome back. Before I bring out this guest, Al, I don't always know what he's saying, but I can tell that he's a very excitable man.
Yeah, great energy.
And at the end of the Eagles' victory last Sunday, Ricky Ricardo was doing the Spanish broadcast. No one does it better. And I believe now, Joe, are we ready with this? Here's Ricky.
Son los campeones de la Conferencia Nacional. Le ganan a los San Francisco 49ers. 31-7, y como dice la canción, I left my heart in Philadelphia, not in San Francisco. No, 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 no. We're going to the Super Bowl in Arizona.
On the line with us, actually, just on our main line, is Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Rick.
Morning, Ed.
All right, so, Rick, I got to ask this, because as you know, shortly after that, Jalen Hurts tried singing. Are you a better singer than our franchise quarterback?
I think he's a better quarterback, but I think I got a better voice.
He's
got
to find Rhea. Mm-hmm. That is a very good voice. Rhea, did you enjoy Ricky singing? She's not hearing me right now.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Ricky, how exciting is this for you?
Oh, this is incredible. For this team to turn everything around in 5 years with a different head coach, also in his second season as Nick was Doug Peterson 5 years ago, to get back with another quarterback, you know, still some of the veterans, but sprayed in with all the new talent. Howie Roseman, just an incredible, incredible job. This organization is number one in the National Football League. You know, Ange, I was on the air. I was hosting on Sunday night when the Chiefs game ended.
Yeah.
So, you know, I basically just broadcast the field goal, and we knew who the opponent was. I was trying to lip read. I had the volume down in the studio there, right where you're standing or sitting right now. And I had the volume down, but I could try to lip read Andy Reid a little bit, and I could swear he was saying, bring on either I want some of that Cataldi or I want some of that calzone. It was one of the two.
All right, Ricky, I consider you a friend. Whose side are you on, me or
Reid? No, I'm on your side with this.
Do you like it? Are you a big Andy Reid?
Just made a fat joke at the expense of Andy Reid.
No, I don't mind. I just want to know where you are, because you're doing some shifts here.
No. I had 1 year. Remember, how many years did I do Eagles with Andy? Two. I did 2 years with Andy, and then we moved on, or he moved on. I'm on your side of this, but my man, the Kansas City Chiefs Spanish announcer, the guy's name is Kike Morales.
Yeah.
All right. I got him to do a little investigative work. And yes, there's still a little something hanging in the closet with Andy Reid as far as you're concerned. He wants a piece of you before this is all over, I have been told by my sources.
And I'm going to tell you why that is, because I'm the one guy in this country who has seen through that phony every day of his fake coaching career.
Oh, I know.
All right? You know it. You know. You know how I started the show today, Ricky? I played all of his robotic answers to stuff, and then I played Sirianni taking you into his world so you could enjoy more the sport of football, because he actually cares about the fans, and that big blubber jerk didn't never care one bit about this city, and they're still hoodwinked. 78%, Ricky, said they like him. 78%. What is wrong with these people?
Well, I'll tell you what. After a couple of hours in State Farm Stadium on Sunday night, the 12th, I will be singing Kansas City, there they go. Ivan Parra, Kansas City. I'll have a new song and we'll be ready to celebrate.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of plays that happened in the game. Devontae's one-handed catch that wasn't a catch. When did you know that he didn't have the ball?
As soon as the Eagles ran up to the line and hurried for that next play, I looked at my partner and I said, well, check the replay. And he just winked at me and he said, you're right. But it was too fast. Remember, that play was down the field. So to get right back up to the line and to hike the ball to start that next play, there had to be a reason for it. It wasn't going to be planned that way, and not that early in the game. So that was a dead giveaway to me right there, that there was some doubt
that
the catch was made.
If it was a dead giveaway to you, why wasn't it to Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan?
I know, that was the brain fart of brain farts. For Kyle Shanahan, it's obvious. It's early in the game, and here comes the team rushing to the line to get a playoff. It's got to be a reason for it.
I don't know. And what about the Purdy play, right? Now, the Eagles, I just talked to Sirianni a couple of minutes ago.
He's great.
They
he's
had
fantastic.
Great intel on that. They knew right away that it had actually hit his hand a second time after he had thrown the ball. So it was a fumble. It wasn't a pass. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Did you know that right away? And once he left the game, Ricky, did you think it was over then because they had a journeyman backup who had been on 13 teams?
Yeah, well, once you're down to your third and fourth string quarterbacks, the difference isn't going to be that much. Josh Johnson's been around a long time, but at least he can throw the football down the field.
Yeah.
When the play first happened, you know, Fox did the game, and Fox is great as far as getting the replay out there quick, and we get everything directly from Fox in the broadcast booths. I'm right next to Merrill Reese, right there at about the 40-yard line. And so I took a glance over at the replay, window that we have, and I said, wait a minute. You know, that arm never went forward. It went forward after the ball was out of his hand. So there's the difference right there, Ange. All right? The attention to detail.
Yeah.
With Sirianni and his coaching staff, they picked up on it quickly as compared to Shanahan. He didn't pick up on what he had to do. He has outsmarted all the coaches. Again, another team wins the coin toss and gives the Eagles the ball and right down. Here comes the offense, and we put you behind the eight ball early in the game. Everything has just worked to perfection. Coaches, players, the scheme, everything, and now we're on our way to the desert.
All right, now, are you going to the desert?
Yes.
You will be there, and
you'll be there, doing
the game right from the facility.
Yes.
In Spanish.
Correct.
All right, now, did they take good care of you at the Super Bowl? Do you get, like, a prime press box spot? What happens for you there?
No, well, in Minnesota, what happened was they created all the international, remember, you know, it's not just the Spanish, Ange,
right.
There's about 20 different languages and countries represented. So what they did was they built these temporary broadcast booths on the concourse, which was kind of strange. So I was way in the far corner of the end zone. It was a nice big booth. It's a temporary booth. They tore it down right after. I mean, literally, I did the post-game show, and they tore the thing down 5 minutes later. But I was literally right above where that last pass from Brady to Gronkowski was thrown.
Wow.
That's where I was, in the far right corner of the end zone. I've been told that in State Farm Stadium in Arizona, that the facilities are very, very good, and they are working diligently to try to get me up right next to Merrill.
All right, listen, I just realized, when are you going out? When will you be in Arizona?
I'm leaving a week from tomorrow, so
all right,
Wednesday.
I'm going to need a couple of reports, Rick, because you're going to go to parties and stuff, right, Rick?
Yeah.
And you will probably encounter celebrities and things of that nature.
I always do.
All right, I'm going to need reports.
What's the time difference? Is it 2 hours, Ricky?
3 hours.
Ooh.
All right, but we'll put you on late. But could you give us some reports on what you're doing in Arizona?
I'll stay in touch with Rhea, and there's some good juicy stuff. I'll absolutely get up and come on.
Nice.
Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, you're my hero. I love you, brother.
Angie, you know I love you, baby.
That's my man, Al. Heart
in Philadelphia.
The guy can sing, too.
Yes,
what can't he do? What can't he do? All right, on the line right now, I'm not going to believe this. Sylvester Stallone is on. He is not happy what happened with the Rocky statue and the Niner fan. Hi, Sly, are you there?
Hey, yo, good morning, Angel. Absolutely, how you doing?
Did you hear that the Niners desecrated your statue?
Why would they decorate my statue? It's not like it's my birthday or anything.
No, they desecrated it. They ruined it. They made fun of it.
Hey, you know, I like when tourists take pictures with me, but I never smile because I'm like a statue.
You don't understand. All right. It's the third time this has happened now, Sly. Minnesota, the Giants, the Niners, and every single time the team disrespects your statue, and then the Eagles win the game.
Yeah, so maybe they shouldn't do that no more. You know, that makes me a bad luck charm for them. You know what I mean? Maybe they should go down and pick on Billy Penn.
Mm. Oh, the Billy Penn statue on top of City Hall.
You know, sometimes late at night when Center City is real quiet, mm-hmm. me and Billy Penn, we talk to each other. I yell over at Billy Penn. I say, "Yo, Billy!"
And what does Billy say?
Nothing. He's a freaking statue. He can't talk. What are you, a moron or something? You know, I never like wearing the other people's jerseys when they put them on me and nobody's looking. You know what I mean? I didn't even like it when Paulie made me advertise that stupid meatpacking company on my robe.
I remember that. You're right. You're right.
You know, Mickey's with me there. Hey, yo, Mick. Hey, Mick, they caught me, Mick.
Get away from me, Rock. I died 3 movies ago.
So did I, but nobody told me.
By the way, those Niner fans, we ain't lightning and crap thunder on them.
All right. Rock, I guess this is goodbye because I'm retiring after the Super Bowl.
You know, when you retire, stay retired. Don't make a pest of yourself like me. Keep coming back doing sequels, you know what I mean?
Don't worry about that, Sly. When I'm done, I'm done.
That's good. You just stay home with Bentley like I did with Buckus.
Yeah.
And then you scream at the dog. It'll be almost like you never retire, you know what I mean?
Sly, we love you and we love the Rocky statue. Thank you so much for coming on today. All right, 922, Al, I got to tell you something. I made some money.
Oh, nice.
Sunday. I received an emergency text message from Clifford W. Lentz, a NASA correspondent.
Right.
And he told me that he had seen an astonishingly positive omen for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately went on, Al, I bet $50 on the Eagles giving the points.
Nice.
And I won because of Clifford Lentz. He did not bet himself. Cliff, what did you see that made you know the Eagles would win?
Well, you know, this all started when the Red Sox and the Yankees were playing. And 2 weeks before the World Series, I noticed that the lunar eclipse happened the night of the game.
The blood moon.
That's
right. So as they were winning the World Series, because the sun goes through the Earth's atmosphere.
It's the blood moon. So what about the green?
So it happened again before the Eagles played the last Super Bowl. So somebody said to me, get back to us when something turns green.
All right.
Well, last March, I found out that there was a comet heading this way. Hasn't been passed this way in 50,000 years.
50,000.
There were Neanderthals in this earth when this happened the first time. But it showed up as green, and it's coming this week. It's coming.
Oh, it hasn't even gotten
it's
here
coming.
Yet.
You can see it right now with telescopes.
It's time for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Hella, Al. I'm putting more money down.
You should.
Well, is it -2 right now?
Two even, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. I think I'm going to make me some more dinero. How's that? Good job, Cliff. See, Al, you got to look up in the sky sometime. Russ is here from Manioc. Hi, Russ. Russ, are you there? Russ is not there. I'll go to Jamil. Hi, Jamil.
Hey, what's going on, Angelo?
How you feeling, pal?
Brother, I am excited. I'm excited for 3 reasons. One, as you know, my brother passed away during the last Giants game. Then we beat the Giants in the playoffs. Then we beat San Francisco. And we did it on the ground against San Francisco. My brother was a running back. Ooh. So I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. If we win the Super Bowl, then I know what you said is actually happening. My brother's up there causing pushes, causing fumbles, inspiring the team to go forward and do what he needs to do.
All right, wait a minute, Jamil. Are you saying that your brother had something to do with the Brock Purdy injury on the first series?
Listen, brother, all I'm going to say is this. God does strange things in strange ways, and I have been watching my little brother do strange things in strange ways all his career.
Wow.
And so I'm just saying the luck of the Irish, the luck of the black man, the luck of the Catholic, whatever you want to call it, was in play that day.
I will accept whatever good luck we can get here, Jamil. I got a green card, but I got your brother. Things are lining up for us. What would it mean to you to win a championship this year?
My God, dude. It would be the closeout of an excellent life. I would repaint my brand new car, Eagles green, and put my brother's jersey number on the back of it on the tailgate.
See, this has extra meaning for you because you lost your brother, Jamil. And he was a huge Eagle fan, right? He was a huge fan like you?
A huge fan. Listen, let me tell you what's funny real quick. Miles Sanders was the number 26. My brother, when he first started playing, wore the number 26.
Wow.
So every time Miles was on the field running, my kids and my niece and nephew say, that's Uncle Javon running. That's my dad running because of the name and the number. So it is huge for us. If they win, I'm buying a Miles Sanders jersey. Oh.
I thought you said you were going to buy them all cars, but that's good too.
Here's a good Jameel.
Give me one word to describe that rascal Andy Reid.
My favorite word to describe him all of his career because of the way he did post game interviews, whether they won or lost, he was very disingenuous.
Yeah, you got that, Al?
Disingenuous.
He doesn't know how to spell it, though.
good luck, Jameel. Good luck getting Al to spell that right. And I got to ask you this, though, Barrett, because you were in big games in your career. You won a championship. Do you understand when you're in that game what it means to those fans, how much it does? So many people have their own story attached to the success of your team. Do you understand that every time that ball is snapped, you're not just playing for yourself, you're playing for all those people?
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I won my Super Bowl, I was just thinking about myself.
Yeah.
But covering the Super Bowl for my first time, me being with NBC, I finally got it when I'm sitting up there and we had won a championship here in Philadelphia, but I'm on stage, we're in the stadium, and I look over and I'm sitting next to Ray Diddy on one side. I got Mike on the other side, and then, you know, Seth's on the other side of Ray Diddy. And I look over and I look at the door and I see Ray Diddy's son. And he makes contact with me. So I nudge Ray because Ray's always looking down at his notes. But he sees his son, and then I turn around, I look at Mike, I say, Mike. And Mike looks at his son and tells him to come in. And that moment, they both locked eyes with each other. And the first time I've seen Ray get emotional, a tear came down his eye. And his son came around, and they hugged each other right there. And I was sitting right there like
Ray is not an emotional guy.
Not at all. Not at all.
He was like, you could see a tear.
And I saw a tear, and I said, man, you know what?
Wow.
This is happening in millions of Philadelphians' households throughout Philadelphia.
Yeah. So it didn't occur to you till after.
It didn't occur to me until afterward how serious this was, how the city is going to react, and how much of, you know, fulfillment this entire city has during that moment right there.
I love it. Great story. TR's up from Winfield. Hi, TR.
Angelo. Yeah, man. The Knicks, from the last game I saw, I think we're better than that team. We're going to blow them out like we've been blowing anybody else. This is going to be another easy game for us.
Wow.
We're gonna get right back in the home's head, or we're going to fall on his ankle. Something's going to happen to the ankle thing.
Oh, God. Well, if something happens to the ankle thing, we didn't ask for it, TR. It just happened. What are you going to do? It's like Purdy. We didn't know.
Yeah, he's not 100%. So that's going to be easy for us. So he's not 100. He's not going to be. A high ankle sprain takes a long time to heal.
It does.
So once that pressure starts coming, he starts to move, it's going to start irritating. He's going to slow down probably by the second quarter if we don't get to that ankle. And then it's going to be a done deal. We're going to blow them out the same way that we've been beating everybody. Nobody can compete with us right now. We're just too strong. There's just too much strength there.
All right, T, I got to ask you a question. People never talk about this. What I watched when Mahomes had that ankle twisted was very, very gruesome to see. If you're a player, if you're like Brandon Graham or Josh Sweat or anybody in the middle of that line, and you get a shot at the ankle, are you going to try to hit that ankle a little extra hard because you know it's vulnerable?
Yep, it's the Super Bowl. We're trying to win, so we got to do what we have to do. We're going there looking. We see blood. We're going for blood. So we got to tackle an ankle. Everybody's going for his feet, I guarantee.
Barrett, what about you? Is that going to happen? If you got a shot and you know it's a weakness, do you go for it?
It's hard, but it's fair.
It's hard, but it's fair.
Yeah, it's hard.
You can do that, right? If somebody knew you had an injury, they would try to hit that part, right?
Well, I got to get them before they get me. And that's the way players think. I got to get them before they get me. It's no hard feelings. I could play against cousins. I played against my cousin. I had to get him before he gave me. Joe Johnson played for the Saints. It was no love lost. We grew up together. He was my boy. We were cousins, blood cousins. But I had to get him before he got me. You know,
right,
I didn't hurt him or anything. But
what happened? Did you hit him hard?
Absolutely.
Did he seem unhappy when you did that?
Very much so. And I was unhappy when he hit me back. You know, but it's one thing. And then I got up, got done with the game and everything. Done with the game. Then my grandma said, "Son, you can't do that to your cousin. You can't do that to your blood." And I thought about it. You're right. But then her sister, who's his mother, yeah. like, oh, you know, they did this. I'm like, oh, well, my grandson this year. So they started going back and forth. So,
all right, I can be honest with you. I'm not that close to any cousin. If I was going to win a championship, I'd break his ankle. What the hell?
We're not calling for that, Ange.
You know, we're not going. He's a cousin. He's not coming to Thanksgiving dinner anyway. What's the difference? TR, give me a word for Reed. Word for Andy Reed.
Smug.
I think that's already been said.
Already there.
That has been said. Anthony, how are you today?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
You'll be hearing that a lot the next couple of weeks. What are you feeling, Ant?
Hey, Brooks. Hey, listen, this is what I feel, right? Arsenal already said the best last week when he was saying that they should go in there and put a smackdown on a quarterback to where he think his career again. He definitely did on Sunday. He definitely did. They put a smackdown on him, and they put a smackdown on the backup. Got them both rethinking their career all over again.
Yeah, it's very. That was very interesting the way that worked out. I wasn't that happy when they knocked out the backup because that guy isn't any good anyway. And I'm wondering, Purdy's back.
But at least
in.
He knows the playbook.
No, you understand. In those moments, Al, I write a script, and I'm going, oh, now this guy comes back in. And somehow they managed to tie the game.
Until you saw that they couldn't throw it.
No, until I knew.
About two plays when you realized he couldn't throw the ball.
Third and 11.
Right. Now, when they had Anthony, they had no one who could throw a forward pass.
Mm-hmm.
Is that amazing in this day and age?
It's incredible. It's incredible. All they do was handing it off the whole second half. I couldn't believe it myself. But I'm going to tell you one thing, how we're going to go in there and crush the Kansas City Chiefs. Because Andy Reid, I don't care much for him. You know,
thank
he's done
you.
Nothing for us. He didn't bring us no bowl. So what we was winning with him. He didn't bring us a bowl at all. So
nothing.
What to do to get to them is put pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City haven't seen the defense like we have.
Yep.
They haven't seen it yet. That's like every playoff team that we played this in the postseason, they haven't seen that defense. So when we go in there and put that pressure on him, it's going to be a whole change of game. My man Jalen Hurts can get the respect that he deserves because I hate the nation that's disrespecting him. And we're going to win our second Super Bowl.
I love it, Anthony. Give me a word for Andy Reid.
I'm going to give you a word. Andy Reid is fat.
Is what?
Fat. I love that word. And you would win.
What?
Because he's fat. That's an accurate description. There's nothing wrong with that, Rhea. It's fat. It's a statement of fact.
Mm-hmm. But in your connotation, you're using it derogatory, you know, in a derogatory way.
No, man, it's derogatory.
It's true.
It is merely a descriptive term.
No, if you were going to use it, you'd use a different word.
He's not heavy. He's my brother.
Jolly.
Sturdy.
You know, Rhea, the way she looks at you from across the glass, I envision that and picture that when I listen to the radio. But then I just see it, I just saw the look. It's just what I thought.
Disapproving?
Just what I thought.
Here's the thing. When he was buying jeans, Al, there was a special category a while ago.
What
was
that?
Husky.
Husky.
He wore Husky jeans.
My best friend's dad,
Husky?
Mike Riggs, just said, tell Andy he reminds me of Fat Bastard from Husky.
There you go, Al. There's the winner.
It's more than one word.
Two words.
Ava Graham, who's on the hot seat?
Oh, gosh, it's no shock here, right?
Andy Reid is a friggin' fraud.
Today, Andy Reid is on the hot seat, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. A different kind of network designed to save you money. Hot seat.
After today,
mm-hmm.
you will not hear another cut of that phony fraud Andy Reid on this radio program.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Angelo.
How much real estate does he own in your head?
Luxury condos, Al.
I am done playing anything said by Andy Reid because I learned over 14 years it's a waste of time.
I think when really cut to the chase on it, they're a really good football team. And so I think that's where the energy
they're in
goes.
The Super Bowl.
Because really when it's kickoff, it's you're playing that team.
Oh, you are? Oh, wow, Barrett, when they kick it off, you're playing that team.
You know what, Angelo? I'm with you. And though our poll indicated otherwise, that poll's gone now. And the fan base that called in today, just listen to some of the words they used to describe it.
Confusing, liar, indignant, stoic, Loathsome, dreadful, empty.
It's us against Andy. No more of this appreciation stuff.
I can't stand Andy Reid, and I got a nickname for him.
All right, what's his nickname?
Smug, S-M-U-G.
He never delivered nothing, and he never gave you nothing. And just lies, 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 lies. He didn't connect with the fans, bottom line.
What's a better way to go out for you, you know, going against a coach that you used to go off on all the time?
I didn't know Brandon Graham.
Love that.
I had a strong position about Reid.
Mm-hmm. No, he has a strong position on you having a strong position. He knows that you'd be happy.
I don't like Andy Reid. I don't hide my things. Barrett Brooks is coming around on this, right, Barrett?
I've been listening to you, man. You're making a compelling case.
I'm making a compelling case. You've never. All right, it's 9:41. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a weird thing. Every day now, I get to spend 10, 15 minutes in the morning really early with my friend Hugh Douglas.
All right.
And the reason I do is because he's still doing morning radio in Atlanta.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Until I leave, and then he's coming to middays here, and then he's done in Atlanta. But he does morning, so he's here at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're talking, and I had a heart-to-heart with him. Uh-huh. I said, I want to know what's more important, being a good teammate or being totally honest with people. Because a guy named Jermaine Pratt, right, Al, he is a Bengals linebacker, mm-hmm. and he was there when Joseph Asai smashed Patrick Mahomes out of bounds.
Yeah.
Now, not only did Asai get the 15-yard penalty that enabled the Chiefs to kick the game-winning field goal
and not go into
overtime. But he even got hurt on the play.
Yeah.
He is getting an MRI today to find out what happened to his leg. But here's the thing. They now have this Jermaine Pratt is seen on the sideline yelling at his teammate. And he says, it's the bleep in last series. What the bleep? Why the bleep did you touch the quarterback? He was going out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And now he had to issue an apology yesterday for telling the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And Hugh Douglas said to me that it was that play. That play ruined an entire season. Yeah. Now, you got to understand, Barrett, 19 games, 3 preseason games, all that work, and he took it and flushed it by shoving Mahomes when he was out of bounds.
Yes.
So you say to him what they said publicly, it wasn't one play when it clearly was? Or do you go, Joseph Asai is dead to me?
That's
what I would say.
That's a little harsh.
No, and then Douglas said to me, well, you would be a horrible teammate. And I said, no, the people I work with love me.
Really? Why do you think Hugh Douglas went after T.O.?
Because T.O. was not a team guy.
He's a terrible teammate.
No, but Rhea, isn't it? It's true, right? What he said is true. That's a natural, honest reaction. What they said, the apology is bogus.
You're going to read many articles in which I was quoted about your retirement.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
Rhea, what does that mean?
What do you mean it's all you're saying?
It's irreplaceable, and I'm going to miss him dearly.
No, Al, have you been doing interviews about me?
I just send a script thing. They all get the same one.
Does it lay it on heavy?
Now, Al,
does
really?
It lay it on heavy?
Yeah, it's like he's a good guy, and I hope he's... I hope he lives
like
a while.
I met you last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
40 years I knew this man.
Yeah, well, whatever.
40 years.
You can't, imagine if after the Phillies game, if you saw somebody yelling at Mitch Williams in the dugout.
It would have been terrible.
Yeah, that would have been good. But what he did wasn't stupid.
No.
It was just bad. What this guy did was stupid.
I'm not trying to just be. I actually didn't. I wondered about making the call.
Yeah.
I know when you look at
that
it.
That can't be easy for a ref.
Look, I'm going, geez, he's going out of bounds.
Why
would you do it?
Well, the ref knew he was giving the game to Andy Reid.
I would hate to make
But see, I've been in that situation where Reggie White, Mr. White, hump moved me and threw me like 10 foot and sacked Rodney Pete, and we lost the game. That's the circumstance, you know, that, you know, that's a force of nature that just happened. So there's nothing I can do about it.
Was that where he tore his knee?
No, but he might have tore my head off on that play.
You were facing the greatest defensive end. That's understandable.
Right, right.
The guy's running out of bounds. You don't have to touch him.
That's not understandable.
And they're not in field goal range. You are safe. There's only 8 seconds. Why are you doing that?
It's one of the dumbest plays
ever.
Yes. Yeah.
And the guy, it will stay with Joseph Asai the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But I would like to rip him, too. Get a little shot in on the way out. Ed's on the line. Hi, Eddie.
Good morning, Angelo.
How are you, Ed?
I'm great. I'm pumped. Ready for this. Ready for the win. Yeah. Ready to hold them to 7 points.
Wow, you're going to do another seven-point game, Ed.
Oh, jeez.
Why not? The trifecta. Right. Hey, listen, Angelo. Go listen to them. We are going to miss you, and God bless you going forward.
Thanks, Ed. You mentioned another 7 points. I did want to get this in. We kind of had a little bit of it yesterday. But Fox 29 got a exclusive with Jonathan Gannon. After the Eagles won, and we were under the impression he was under consideration in Houston for the head coaching job. Here's what Gannon said.
This might be your last one here because you might get the call.
No, Philly's keeping me. We're good, bad, or indifferent. I'm staying here.
Gannon's staying, Ed. Is that good?
I don't know. I don't know. 3 weeks ago, I would have said, good riddance. Go. Get out of here.
Is it bad? Is it in? It's for me, it's bad, but I'm in the minority on that, too.
Yeah.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon.
All right. Anyway.
Their lowest total of the season was 17 points and a loss to the Colts in September.
Wow.
Other than that, it's pretty much been all over 20.
But Ed didn't just call up and make up 7 points. He must know. Right, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be 7.
It's 7 points. Mm-hmm.
That's the green comet.
He waited on hold to say
two
that.
Hours.
He must know. Ed, give me a word for Andy Reid.
I think Al will like this because it's not completely negative, and it is accurate, and I think it even affects how he is in Kansas City the same way he was in Philadelphia. He's mechanical.
Mechanical. Mm. Yes, I like that word. Tom from Sea Isle. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Angelo, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. 12 days to the big one.
12 days, Angelo. I'm very disappointed of how the Eagles are disrespected by everybody in this country. It's amazing to me some of the stuff that I read on different websites. I mean, there was one article today that from New England. They watched how many Super Bowls did the Eagles win?
Well, we're in the process of winning another. What are they doing?
The Eagles get no respect from anybody. It's crazy.
I think they're favored.
Who?
The Eagles.
Eagles are favored in the game.
Yeah.
Tom, I don't.
It didn't start out that way.
There are a lot of people that like to create this narrative that we're disrespected.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This quarterback, if he wins this thing, he's going to be the hottest thing
biggest
in the country.
He's already in the New York Post with his girlfriend.
He's going to be like, and you know, two things can be true. They could have had an easier path in because of injury. And you could be the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Both things are true.
They could both be true. Tom, enjoy the ride. Don't worry about the naysayers. We're taking them all down in 12 days. Tom, give me a word for Reed. I know you don't like Reed. What's your word?
A hippo.
Hippo. HIPPO. HIPPO.
Write it down.
That's what they read at the drugstore.
Self is up next. Hi, Self.
That's HIPPO.
What's going on, Angelo?
What's happening?
Well, I'm going to the diet section.
Self, I got 10 seconds. Give me something big.
First thing I want to know is what the hell is Howard Eskin the king of? Can anybody tell me that?
King of all local media.
Saturday mornings.
Oh, my God.
It used to be cartoons.
What? It used to be like Wile E. Coyote, and now it's Howard Eskin.
You're not right.
Seems accurate.
What worries me is when our secondary got a – McCafferty didn't score that touchdown without them not wrapping up.
Yep.
That tackling is a problem for me in that secondary. If they don't wrap up tackles and they keep shoulder blocking, we're going to end up losing that game.
Valid point, Self. You know I mean? Give me a word for Andy Reid.
He always reminded me of Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head. It's not even one word.
You have a tough decision,
Al. I'm looking for some words real quick. Brandon, what's your word?
Dispiriting.
Dispiriting. People try it too hard now. Ed, I need a word.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious. Okay. Where were all you people when we were voting? 78% liked the guy. Annie is up next. Hi, Annie.
Disingenuous.
We got that.
Disingenuous. We already had that, believe it or not. Finally, Terry. Terry, what's your word?
Indecisive.
Indecisive. That's pretty good. And Will of God. Hi, Will.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Will, I'm right up against it. What's your word?
Well, wait a minute. First of all, did you see yourself on the video yet?
No, but listen, Will, I don't have time for first of all. I just need a word.
All right. I got Annie Reed as retired.
Retired?
Retired.
I can't even.
All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you may have missed it. Jalen Hurts sang at the end
Eagles
of the game. He
did. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
That is not a doctor tape.
You
he did that
right.
live, and it was, as Barrett Brooks pointed out, it was highly off-key. All right, Barrett, I'm glad you mentioned that. Anyway, and what we then learned, Al, is because that Christmas album was so big, Hurts is coming out with his own.
If you like the Eagles' Christmas album, you'll love Jalen Hurts' Valentine's Day CD.
Fly, Eagles, fly!
Jalen Hurts painfully covers all the hits.
I believe I can fly!
And I believe your singing is putrid.
I can touch the sky!
His voice is so bad your ears will bleed, Eagles Green. It's the last gift you'll ever have to buy her.
Me and AJ! AJ Brown!
That makes two guys who can't sing. He must still be hurt. Listen to the pain in his voice.
AJ Brown! AJ Brown!
Your Valentine will love this CD. Add a periwinkle rose and you've got the perfect romantic gift.
Crazy little thing called love.
You can tell Jalen Hurts.
This thing
as he butchers
love.
All the hits.
The cries
it's horrible.
The
it's awful. And it's on sale now.
How deep is your love?
Jalen really hurts.
Do you ever know that you're my hero?
You'll be a bigger hero if you just stop singing. Hurts' voice is so bad, his players don't even want him to audible.
Ego, for you are the wind beneath my wings.
I've had wind beneath my shorts that sounds better than this. Not available now at Eagles.com.
Now,
that is just mean.
I don't care. That is some Conklin stuff. I said to him, because Joe has perfect pitch. Joe is a singer.
And he's getting it all out now before the next shows.
And he said it was an extreme challenge
to
hit all the wrong notes. And he crushed it. He will be available to sing for you at his comedy show at Holy Rosary Regional School on Walton Road at Bluebell this Saturday, February 4th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com. It's time. Oh, wait. No, we did.
Number
we have,
four.
No,
it's an Eagles NFC Conference Championships hat. You get that at any at the Financial Field Shops, Rockvale, all of the Eagles Pro Shops. You know where they are. That would be number four, would be Stoic. Number three gets an Eagles NFC Conference Championship T-shirt. Same places, Lincoln Financial Field, all Eagles Pro Shops, Cherry Hill, Lancaster, all those places. Number three would be winner. Number two gets a $50 Visa gift card mechanical. And number one, an Eagles Jalen Hurts replica jersey. You can get yours all the same places again, right at the Pro Shops at Lincoln Financial Field, Rockvale, Lancaster, and Cherry Hill. And that would be successful.
Winner and successful. Yes. And Stoic. And what was the other one?
Mechanical.
Mechanical.
Yeah.
There really wasn't anything that negative there.
I love Andy Reid is stoic.
Man. It's time to do a rap.
The line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. And I think Brandon got you good here.
I'm very curious at the answer. Let's say you win another Super Bowl. Would that have any effect on your decision whether to keep playing?
Would it have an effect on you?
No, I'm leaving. No, he got me out. No, I'm leaving either way, Brandon.
I love his laugh. I love how hearty it was.
No, he got me.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
I don't have a question anymore.
No, there's no question.
There's no question, but I'll be at PJ Wheelahan's tonight, 7 p.m., hosting Quizzo. PJ's Haddon Township. Come play.
She loves people, Al. She's with them all the time.
I do like people.
Our studio assistant today was Ava Graham. Special contribution to Joe Cocklin. Go to joecocklin.com for tickets. Associate producer Kyle Quinn. Special thank you to Barrett Brooks. Barrett, great job, David.
Thank you, sir.
Love working with you. Our NASA correspondent is Clifford W. Lentz. Consultant Cindy Webster. Producer Joseph A. Wexler Jr. Joe DeCamber, John Ritchie coming up next.